Our next storyteller is Pete Hanna. So, when Walt Disney bought his home to open an amusement park, Pete and his family hopped on a train towards the Great Northwest. Raised in the open spaces of Western Washington, he learned the value of hard work and how to get into trouble competing with three brothers. He kept busy with farm chores, sports, and bringing home wounded or abandoned wild animals. He got his first job out of college replacing a teacher on an island for troubled boys who had mysteriously disappeared. Then found himself. Okay, we're good. And then found himself in Australia teaching and exploring. Pete's insatiable sense of adventure has taken him to some of the most remote places on the earth. He is equally at home in the deep jungle or on the ocean. His home port has been Kodiak for the past 37 years, where he finds himself in raising a family. Where he finds adventure in raising a family and fishing the Gulf of Alaska. He also keeps busy with operating an organic blueberry farm, running the Pillar Mountain Race for 18 years, but not very fast, and keeping up with his kids. Welcome, Pete Hanna.
Well, I wish I could be a rock star like I probably should have edited that introduction before my wife wrote it. I didn't. I actually only had one oops that I was going to talk about, and that was. That's when I was in high school, and I was going to start on a basketball team my first time, and I was a little bit nervous. Like now, and we were out warming up, and we had our sweatpants on and our shirts, and they were getting ready to announce our names, and we were standing around, and I took my sweatpants off and forgot to put my shorts on. As I was running to the locker room in my jock strap, I heard the announcer say, "Whoops." So I thought this was appropriate, but now I've got 6 more minutes to fill. So one of my next times was, I'm still in high school. Seemed like it took a long time to get out of high school. I had a friend of mine and I can see a few people here. A friend of mine and I decided to be the first people in town to swim in the new outdoor swimming pool after hours when they just built the swimming pool. So I borrowed my parents' car, and we parked a half a mile away and ran through the fields and went swimming in the swimming pool without our clothes. And everything was going fine until the policeman's spotlight started showing on us. But we had it all planned, and we jumped over the other side of the fence and ran off a half a mile across the field at the... We knew he couldn't chase us, but he did have the spotlight on us, so we were running like this. So. And we got over to my parents' car, and we weren't that scared. It was pretty fun. We thought we were doing pretty well, and we decided to circle back because we figured we needed our clothes. We circled back around, and everything was fine until the red lights came in the back rearview mirror, and the policeman pulled us over. And we realized that we didn't have a blanket or a newspaper or even a sock to cover up with. I rolled down the window, and he stuck his head in and looked down at us, and he said, "Boys." And my friend immediately said, "We weren't swimming in the swimming pool." And I thought, no, I think we'd better give up. So we admitted that we were swimming, and he said that, "Well, I think you guys better go home. and you can come on Monday down to the station and pick up your clothes. We never got those clothes. But I dropped him off and went home to my house and pulled in the driveway, and I noticed my three brothers and my mother watching TV. And I just opened that front door and ran upstairs, and I could hear my brothers laughing, and my mother was, "What happened? Why don't you have any clothes?" So, you know, it was a little uneasy explaining that. But one of the biggest oops I had was here in Kodiak when I went to the Safeway, and I was standing in line, and I saw a lady there who I had heard earlier that she was pregnant and was going to have a baby, and I thought, oh, that was so nice, but time passes, and I stood next to her in line, and I looked at her, and I said, "Oh, man, that's great. When are you going to have that baby?" Yeah, that was a real bad thing. I felt the blood rushing from my feet all the way up to my face, and it got blurry. And I did hear her say something about she had Johnny 3 months ago. But I never said anything more. And it seemed I learned a real lesson. Even today, I have a hard time looking a pregnant lady in the eye and talking to her. And one of my other whoops was my girlfriend, who's my wife now, entered me and my friend from Australia, who said he was a buckaroo or something like that, cowboy. She entered us in the wild cow milking contest at the fairgrounds. Well, I was a real good cow milker. I milked cows all my life, and I knew I could milk fast. So I thought we might win. He knew how to lasso. Well, we took off. They put us here, and they say, go, and you run to all these cows down there. But these cows didn't look like any cows I'd seen. They had big horns and lots of fur, and they were Kodiak cows. Well, my hat fell off on the way down, so I stopped to pick it up, and in that time everybody ran down and they spooked the cows, and they came running out, and one ran into me and knocked me down, and then about five of them or so ran over me. And when I got up, I had mud between my glasses and I couldn't see what to do. But I did spot this one cow, and it was big, and it had a red X on it, and I figured, what the heck? And I got up close to it, and the guy lassoed it. He was a good lassoer, but he lassoed me and the cow. And when the cow ran, it came tight, and it choked me, and besides my back being trampled and my neck being cut, which we actually got pictures of it, things weren't going well. It'll be just a minute. But I still figured I could win because I knew how to milk cows good. And so I got out of this thing, and he held the thing, and I was on that cow, and I reached down there and I grabbed a hold to start the milk, and bad news. I knew right away that wasn't no cow. And when I looked into his eyes, I knew he wasn't any happier than I was. I just let go and ran out of that arena just like I want to do right now.